company.
Hello, everybody. I hear Roy. So, Roy, you're
here.
I'm here. Right?
I'm here.
Okay, let me do a really quick roll call. Jim Beatty. Tony.
Here.
Darby.
Here.
Gary. Billy.
Here.
Tammy.
Here.
Ariel.
I'm here.
Tammy.
Still here. No. She's back in the room right now.
Jason Bryce.
Here.
Jason Barron.
Here.
Velma.
Thanks, man.
Jason Morgan.
Here.
Jeff.
Here.
Tasso. Jeff was here, right? Tasso? Nathan, Stephanie?
Here.
Who did I miss? Who's here that I didn't call?
Henry's here, too, with me, Phil.
You didn't call me, but you know I'm here, so.
Gary, I did call you.
You did? I didn't hear it.
I did? I sure did. Okay, and who else just said? Jason, you said something?
Yeah,
Roy,
Henry's here.
You know I'm here.
Okay, Jason Morgan, what were you saying?
Henry's here with me, Phil.
Henry. Okay. Hello, Henry. And who else?
Jim Beatty's here.
Jim Beatty. Gotcha. Anyone else? Tammy, is Dana joining us on these calls?
Hold on a second.
Billy, is Dana joining us on these calls? Okay. Everybody's here except those people who aren't. So I'm going to speak to those people who are here, and if those people who aren't show up, then they'll be here too. Is that correct?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Good. So, you know, I've been away for 4 days. I actually went back in time, and it was amazing, and now I've come back into the present. Seriously, I went back. I've seen people I haven't seen in decades. I played in my old rock band, and it was beyond anything I could describe it. I literally feel like I just came back in a time machine. So I've been sort of absent. So I know some of you I owe $100 to. Do me a favor, text me or call me right after this call, and I'll make sure that you get that. Now we move forward. And there are a few points that I scribbled down just coming home on the plane yesterday, thinking about, you know, returning to 2018? And Thrive is a priority for me in 2018. I think it's going to be a very powerful one. I think it's going to be a piece of the legacy, believe it or not. So one of the things I realized just in talking to you guys and in studying influence for so many years is words are really important. When I'm working to influence somebody at any level, I listen carefully to their words because words are very revealing. And some of the things that we do that we don't intend to do is we reveal when we're tentative about something by just throwing in a word like maybe. Or I might definitely do that really doesn't mean definitely. It means I might. When somebody goes, yeah, I might definitely do that. There's no reason for the word definitely. And more than likely, it means I probably won't. So, you know, if you're in your life, you try to ask somebody out on a date and you go, hey, you know what, maybe we can go out sometime. That's easy. That's risk-free. There's no risk in that. So when you go, hey, you know what, maybe we should go out sometime. And they go, okay. You walk away and maybe you feel kind of good, but there's no commitment. You really didn't get anything out of it, but it was easy. So we learned that when we make something sound tentative, we'll get an affirmative answer. But the problem is we really get no commitment. It would be different if I said, you know what, I'd really like to take you out Friday night, okay? And after you say okay, there's a commitment. So it's very different. And I think with this product, because everybody here believes in it, we're looking for commitment. But we're being tentative, and that's why we're doing things like giving out samples and not hearing back from people, or they haven't started the samples yet, and we get frustrated and we get confused. But the fact is, there was no real commitment. So I'm going to ask you to practice sounding definitive. Your fear is that you're going to be pressuring somebody, and this has nothing to do with pressure. That is just your EEM. This has absolutely nothing to do with pressure. So your words matter. And anytime you go, hey, maybe, or you might want to, or I think if you did, all of those things avoid the commitment. You do them because they're easy. And you have this EEM reasoning that if you are more committal, they might feel pressured. And I'm going to promise you this. If you continue to ask people for possibility without commitment, you will not receive commitment. So all it really takes is practice. We are all, being in the fitness field, very familiar with the concept of a metabolic thermostat. We've all used it. We've spoken to people about how come diets make you fatter. Calorie-restrictive diets slow your metabolism, and you hit a plateau, and you reset your thermostat. So this idea of metabolic thermostat is something that we fully grasp. Well, I'm going to suggest that for those of you who've taken any of my courses, and you know what I mean when I talk about the balance between the EEM and the PFC, you have a thermostat. You have a success thermostat or an achievement thermostat. And I think you'll identify it, because if you look at the way your career evolves, you go through a period of time where you're uncomfortable, you're not making enough money, and you work harder and you build something, and then you get to a place and you just kind of stay there. You go up a little, you go down a little. If you go down a lot, you find your way back. But then you see other people and you go, how come I'm not doing as well as he is or she is? And you can blame all of these ideas external of yourself, but the fact is you have an internal thermostat, and this is a part of it. If you let this fear of asking for a commitment limit what you do here, then you will, in fact, be limited. So I'm sharing this with you so you realize this is fully within your control. A company that does the kind of volume that Lavelle does has proven that people want to buy the product. My experience thus far has proven that people want to buy the product. So if anybody says to me, nobody wants to buy it, it's not a reality. It may be your truth based on your own thermostat, but it's not a reality. So when you start to really understand how opportune this is, and you start to challenge your own limitation, there really is no limit to how far you can go. Now, I know we have people who are at different levels here. I think I'm entering my eighth week, that's all, that I've been with the program. So everybody here is here either somewhere between 0 weeks and 7 weeks. So we're still kind of in our infancy, which is great and opportune. But let me just go through the best way to work this, as I have learned in the past 8 weeks. The very first thing you want to do, for those who have just become promoters or those who are about to become promoters, the very first thing you want to do is focus on your VIP bonus. That's it. To get your VIP bonus, and those of you who've done this already, don't think this doesn't apply to you, because you need to teach this to the promoters. To get your VIP bonus, you need 2 customers and 2 promoters, and then you get $400. It's that simple. That's what you focus on first. Now, once they hit that, which they will, now they have an opportunity within the first 14 days to get another 2 customers, another 2 promoters, and then they make $800. Nobody is going to be thrilled for the rest of their lives with $800, but what a great way to start a relationship with a company. You invest $190 in your own product, and you end up within the first 2 weeks making at least $800. Plus, you get commissions on whatever was sold to get you that bonus. So, Jim Beatty, congratulations. Before midnight last night, you just hit your VIP $1,600. So, Jim has gotten his first $400 already, and now you're getting your second $400. And, Jim, how long have you been here? Less than 2 weeks, right?
Correct.
So that feels good, yes?
Yeah, man. And on top of that, too, Phil, they give you this credit thing, too. I think I have, like $400 or $500 in credits toward my product. So that's like an extra $400 or $500.
Yeah, which, by the way, counts as money. You know, and I'll tell you what I did, and I'm not suggesting you guys do this, but when I saw that, because like you, I was surprised by that. I was like, oh, wow, look at this. I can get some product here. I have credit in my account. I ran a promotion, and I said, anyone who buys it, I did this one day. It was on a Sunday. I sent out an email just to the people in my Alive program. And I said, anybody who buys this product before midnight tonight will receive an extra box of shakes from me. And it didn't cost me a penny because I used my product credits. So, yeah, on top of that, you know, Jim goes, okay, I just made $100 plus. Oh, what do you know? I got some product credits, too. Now, did you get paid last Tuesday?
I did.
How much?
$5.55.
Okay, so in addition to the bonus, he also got $155 in product commissions, and he just started as a promoter. So when you begin as a promoter, that's the first thing you focus on. So he's going to get a bigger check next week, and the idea is to never let it drop. Just every week, make more and more and more and more. So first thing out of the gate, get your VIP. Now you have customers and you have promoters. When you're working to get your VIP, you may just sign people up as promoters because you need to have two promoters. It doesn't really mean they'll become promoters. But at first, I just want you to hit that bonus. And then you look at your promoters that you have and you go, are these people really going to try to make money with this? And if they are, great. Now you start to nurture them. You teach them to hit their VIP bonus. And then it takes off from there. Now, once you're at that point, so I'm going to speak to you, Jim, right now. Now, when you go into your cloud office, you just look at, you're headed toward 4K, which would be $4,000 in sales. In this moment, it's all reliant on you. So every time you make a sale, you get a piece of it, right? So it's telling you how much volume you've done. But now, if you get two promoters to start getting their VIP, that counts. So it very quickly starts to escalate because their volume is your volume. So once you hit your VIP, you start looking at your total volume, and you're trying to hit 4K. And from that point on, there are really only two things you do. You, of course, are always getting customers, but you just focus on building your promoter's business with them and increasing your volume. So for anybody who's brand new, and I know there are some people like Roy and Jeff who are just really brand new, some of this may sound, you may not know what I'm talking about. But as you get every step, the next step starts to make sense. So, Jim, is there anything I just said that is anything other than clear?
Nope, you're right on.
Okay, so that's it. Hit your VIP, get customers, and then train promoters to hit their VIP. So for everybody here who feels like you've done less than you should have, not because I think so, just because you're being honest with yourself and you're going, yeah, I was tentative. Yeah, I didn't pull the trigger. Yeah, I chickened out on asking my client. Make today day one, for real. I mean, just in your own mind. Say things are going to be different right now. I'm going to change my thermostat of achievement. How do you do it? Man, I could give you exercises you could do all day. I could give you strategies that you could use for a year. But the truth is, it's going to come down to your conscious will to break through. And you guys understand this because you tell your clients to do it. You know, you're shocked when your clients get all of the keys to getting fit. You give it to them. They have a routine. They have a plan as far as nutrition. And then they just don't work out for 4 weeks. And you go, what? Well, because they have their own thermostat. Different than yours, but they have their own. So what do they have to do? They need a conscious energy to break through. That's how you raise your thermostat. So that's what you guys have to do now. Now, what happens? Well, your thermostat will create things like doubt. It'll use monsters like procrastination and distraction. So you get some people at first. Those are the low-hanging fruit. They're the easy ones. And then you start to self-criticize. You go, I don't feel like I'm going to be able to pressure people. That thought has no relevance. It just showed up because of your thermostat. It is your EEM. It's trying to keep you where you are. So I'm telling you, the only thing you have to change is being definitive, is truly asking for commitment. And I do know the fear that that summons up. That's why you need the conscious will. I'm not saying the conscious will to sell. Just to tell people that they need to try this. The example I gave you earlier of asking somebody on a date. The words don't sound that different, but the outcome is completely different. So it's easy to say to somebody, yeah, you might want to give it a shot. Hey, let me give you some samples. That's easy. But you haven't compelled anybody. And I'm promising you, in the great majority of those cases, had you said to them, you're going to love this, I want you to try it, let's get some for you, okay? They would have said yes. And if you don't believe me, that's your own thermostat, because I'm telling you, this is the way it's gone in my life and anybody who's listened to me on this. So it takes a conscious will to break through that thermostat. You have to stretch the limits of your EEM. I have never really been a part of any major multi-level marketing company where I sat in on their meetings and I heard all of their promotional talk, honestly. Very little. So I don't know how similar what I'm sharing is to what they normally share. But this isn't just a push to sell, sell, sell. This is really my belief in both the value of a product and the opportunity to really get the compensation you have deserved for a very long time. That's where this is coming from. One of the greatest tools of that thermostat to stay where it is indecision. Indecision is when you just overanalyze and think and think and think and you stay paralyzed. And you think you're doing something because you're thinking, but you're not. It is the procrastination monster, the distraction monster, and the negative talk monster all ganging up on you. So this is a very, very real opportunity, and the time to do it and use it and capitalize on it is literally right now. If you recognize the people in this call, almost everyone here is a very experienced and credible personal trainer. So these are not multi-level marketing junkies who just got on board to sell a product. Everyone here does what they do because they want to make people's lives better. Everyone here has used the product and found benefit. Nobody is doing it just for the money. But if this becomes a part of what you do for a living, then it's really time that you get compensated fairly. And honestly, personal trainers truly deserve to make at least as much money as physicians. I've said that for a very long time, but they historically don't. So here's a way to leverage that with something you believe in. So this is a very real opportunity, and you're already in it. You have a product that you believe in. You have a product you believe in that aligns with everything you teach. For me, the alignment is crazy because I had people spending money on prebiotics, probiotics, enzymes, anti-inflammatories, everything that's in here. I had people buying it already, and I wasn't making any money on it. I was sending them down to a Whole Foods. So the belief element was there for me from day one once I really understood what's in here. So it is a product you believe in. If you follow at all the approach that I take to helping people improve health and reverse disease, then it fully aligns with what you do. And I just spoke to Jason Barron right before this call. And Jason, if you don't mind me sharing this, if you do mind me sharing it, just say, shut up, Bill.
Not at all, good.
Okay. He said that he has an opportunity to speak to a doctor. Somebody that he knows, the person's wife, said to Jason, hey, you should suggest this to this doctor. He's homeopathic or he's more of a natural doctor, and I think he'd like it. So Jason went right into his overanalyze mode because that's what we do until we learn to change our thermostat. And he's thinking, doctor, okay, what can I say? How do I set this up? What's my best angle? What's my best approach? Is that pretty accurate, Jason?
Yes, it is.
So when we spoke, what was my advice to you?
To not overthink it and just ask him.
Ask him what? How you could bring this into his practice?
No. Ken told me that you'd be interested in trying this. Let's get you signed up.
That's it. And this is something that we really have to learn. People are people. For those of you who have gone through a period where you started to move into training more affluent people, like at first you would train people in the gym and then you get your first client, this person's an executive, you know, and then another great leap is you get a client who's a doctor and you're intimidated. You're like, a doctor, he knows everything. And then you start to realize that the doctor asks the same questions as every other client you start to realize that people are people. I remember when I first started in this field, I worked at Jack LaLanne Health Spas, and there were these two guys that would be on the bike 7 o'clock in the morning when I would come in, and they just seemed to be buddies. And I just saw them as equal to each other. And I'd joke around with them. They'd sit on the life cycle, and they would do their 45 minutes, and they would just talk. And it shocked me. One of them was a surgeon, and one of them was a sanitation worker. Now, I never thought that, because seeing them together, I just saw them as buddies. But that taught me something, that people are people. So having had experiences where I've met with people from every imaginable walk of life, I've come to see that when you meet somebody who's elevated because they are an executive, or they are a great performer, or they are an actress, or they are a doctor, they're concerned about their energy. They're concerned about their health. They're concerned about their blood sugar. They don't know how to eat. They don't know how to exercise. And I know many of you are nodding your heads. Some of you may not have had that experience yet, but people are people. So being that we have a product that we believe in, I think the mistake is to walk into somebody and go, hey, I have a great business opportunity for you, because we wouldn't respond to that. But if you recognize that this person would benefit as anybody from prebiotics, probiotics, enzymes, anti-inflammatories, antioxidants, and fat-burning compounds, then the conversation should be about them. What do you do as far as exercise? How's your energy? What are you looking for in terms of physical goals, outcomes? You'll find it. And then it comes down to, I want to see how you do in the next 8 weeks with this product. Let's get it for you, okay? Now, if a doctor winds up saying yes, and 3 days later he has either a profound or even just a mildly elevated experience, now there's an opportunity to say, let's talk about how we can get this into the hands of your patients. Now, we also tend to make the mistake of thinking, oh, he's a doctor, he wouldn't be interested in the money end of it. Listen, this is a product that people are making an extra $1 million with. There may be a handful of doctors who really don't need any money anymore, but I haven't met many of them. So if we just realize that people are people, the approach doesn't change. You have a product you believe in. It aligns with what you do. You're gifted in your ability to help people better themselves. So that's what you do. So if you really want to succeed at the highest level at this, as I do, then like me, you probably want to get better and better and better at this. And it starts, just as I said, by hitting your VIP. But then over time, you want to see the picture clearer and clearer and go, I should really tell everybody about this, not because I'm pushing anything. Because what I do is I help people, and this is a part of that. And by the way, it helps me make money, which I deserve. So moving forward, you really need to develop the customer habit just as you've developed an exercise habit. You know, earlier I said you get a new client, they work out for a week, and then they quit because of their thermostat. It's so far out of their comfort zone, and they haven't embraced the need for the conscious will to change. You don't understand that, because to you, the exercise habit is so ingrained. You just need to develop the customer habit, just recognizing that people are people, and this helps people, and it's what you choose to do for a living. I'm going to open it up to any questions at any level, any questions that anybody has. But I want to say to all of you that once you hit your VIP, the way to grow this to the point that you start to make at least 4 figures a week, at least, and grow from there, is to develop and nurture promoters. If you have the customer habit, that never stops. You're always getting people to get the product. But at a certain point, you have to look and say, if you really want this to work in your favor, you need two promoters who will work with you. Two promoters who can be on this call and respond to what I'm saying. Two promoters that you don't mind talking to every day or every other day. Two promoters that you're not going to be bothered if your phone rings and they go, hey, I have somebody, and can you tell them about? Because when you have that, that's when it starts to grow exponentially. That's when 4K turns into 80K very quickly, and that's what I witnessed. So it is simple. If it seems complicated, you're overanalyzing. if you're spending a lot of time trying to figure out how to pitch this, don't. And if you've had a great experience with the product, then share that with people freely and openly. I don't want anybody here to lie. You know, I think on our last call on Friday, I think, was when Stephanie said not a lot of people have had the experience that Nathan did, because Nathan had such a profound change, he became like a superhero. The first day he took the product, he developed superpowers. So she probably had high expectations that everybody she would give it to would go, this is unbelievable, I'm on fire, I can't believe it. And they didn't. But we need to gauge things. We need to ask people. We need to ask the right questions. And we start to ask the right questions, either they feel better and their energy is better right out of the gate. For some people, it's profound. Or over time, the improvement in their gut health is going to bring about truly profound changes. So as long as we understand the virtue of the product on both ends of the spectrum, the ability to deliver something quickly in some cases, and the ability to deliver some improvement slowly in all cases, we should be able to stand behind this 1,000%. And I think for those of you who've known me for a period of time, I've had a career that spanned over 30 years. I have done everything throughout that period of time to protect my integrity. I would never align with something I don't believe in. And I think that your clients and the people who know you and what you do for a living will probably look at you in that same way. So there's nothing here that is anything resembling a push unless you believe it to be. Now let me open up to any thoughts, comments, questions from anybody.
Hello?
Go ahead, Roy. Yes, yes, go ahead.
So I think I just told you I got a bunch of clients that I think that basically want to start a startup.
Okay.
How do we start this going? I mean,
all right. So
they've actually gone online, they checked it out. You know, here in New York, they're very skeptical, but I think it's going to be fine. But I can't seem to log on either. They're doing anything.
Roy, I got to stop you. I'm having difficulty hearing you or understanding you. Can you hear me okay? Because I'm walking around outside. Can you hear me okay through this call?
Yeah, I hear you fine. I'm inside.
Okay, Roy, are you on a speaker?
Yeah, the phone's on a Bluetooth, but do you want me to go off?
Is it possible for you to pick up the phone just to share or ask what you wanted to?
Yeah, is that better?
Yes, absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. Let's see, what did I say? Oh, yeah, so based on our conversation the other day, I have a few clients that are interested in trying the product, which is great.
Right. Good.
All right. I mean, I don't know if they want to be promoters, but they've gone online and they've researched it because in New York they tend to be very skeptical, but they see the difference in me and they're willing to give it a shot. I actually want to kind of figure out a way to include this in my programs, but in the interim, what do I do to get them started? I know we said we were going to kind of figure that out today, so.
All right. Well, first.
Hello?
You have to get rid of the thought that people in New York are different than people everywhere else. I know you can argue this with me. I'm from New York. I just came from New York. Believe me, I can make both sides of the argument. But it's a mistake to globalize. So when you go, people in New York, they like to check things out. There are some. And there are probably some people in Hawaii who like to check things out, and probably a few in Atlanta who like to check things out. Over time, this is my belief. I can only share my belief and experience. You'll do what you think is right. I find it to be a mistake to send people to the website.
I didn't send them. They just researched it on their own.
I understand.
Yeah, I didn't send them.
Now that you're at a point that you're ready to become a promoter, correct? We haven't hit your promoter button yet?
No, we haven't. I can't even log on for some reason. I don't know why.
Okay. But you have people who are ready to become customers, you believe?
Yeah. At least two or three.
Good. So let's you and I talk after this call.
Okay.
And then the first thing you have to do is you just get all the information of the two or three. Okay? Just their name, their address, the credit card they're going to use, the expiration date, just everything.
Okay.
And then call me, and you and I together will enroll them. Because once you do it once or twice, you'll know how to do it. Don't try to do it on your own, because there are little mistakes you can make that can cost you.
Okay.
So that's the first thing you do. So when you have two or three customers, which should be today, just call me. We'll spend about 20 to 30 minutes going through it. We'll get them signed up. And at that point, you'll have maybe two customers and one promoter. Keep in mind, the first hurdle here, the first goal, the first milestone, is you want two customers and two promoters.
Right.
So if you got four customers, it would make sense just at the beginning to make two of them promoters, because then you get your bonus because you have two and two. Right?
Okay.
So once you hit your promoter button, you'll move quickly. So the simple thing here is don't put steps in the middle. Just say, okay, hey, we're ready. I love the product. I'm getting eight people to try it along with me. You're one of the eight. So let me get your information. You'll have the product within 4 days. And then, Roy, here's what you say to them. Call me when you receive it, and I'll give you the instructions. And as soon as they say, okay, that's it. The sale is made. You don't have to do it. Now you just go, okay, what's your shipping address? Great. What credit card did you want to use? Great.
Right.
It's $190 plus shipping. It'll probably come out to about $204. That's it.
Okay.
And once you do that, it just rolls from there. So that's today. So I'm available. Call me later today, and we'll get you signed up as a promoter and start making you some money. Good?
Okay. Sounds good.
Awesome. Anyone else? And by the way, if you have any comment based on what Roy just asked or what I said, any comment at all, open field here, or any questions or any thoughts. Anyone have an experience they want to share? An apprehension they have? Anybody want to challenge anything I said?
Hey, Phil, on that costly mistake, is Tammy aware of that costly mistake when enrolling people?
Well, just for the benefit of me and everyone else, reiterate the costly mistake.
Well, you said that to Roy. You said there's, if you don't enroll in the right way, then there's a simple step that apparently gets missed or has been before. So I was just making sure if Tammy knows that she's...
She does, because she's passed her VIP. So it's really for the newbie. And here's the mistake. The mistake is you sign up a promoter and you don't get a promoter pack. So that's one, because you go, hey, I got a promoter. And then you go and you look at your VIP bonus and it doesn't have the promoter, because there are certain requirements. One is they have to buy a promoter pack. Or they sign up a customer and they don't get them on auto ship. So that's happened, where people have gone, hey, I got my customers and promoters. And they look and they go, how come it doesn't count? It doesn't count because you didn't get the promoter pack, or you didn't put the customer on auto ship. So I'm just saying, at first, and this is good for all of you too, when you sign up a promoter, do what I just did with Roy. So you could walk through this with them so they don't make those mistakes. I believe Nathan had – Nathan, did you have that issue early on? I think you signed somebody up and you didn't get credit for it.
Yeah, I signed up to get my first bonus, the $800. I missed I had two customers that signed up, and they – took themselves off the auto ship, so we had to get two more. And then I think all of our promoters, though, to hit the 800 and the 1600, I think we had everybody buy one of those packs. But I think my last promoter, I almost did it without doing that promoter pack, but I waited and talked to Janelle, and she said they've got to do at least one of those four as the first order in order for you to hit the VIP.
Right. So, yeah, Billy, in the case of the mistakes I was talking about, Tammy's passed those.
Okay, cool.
Did you hit your VIP yet, Billy?
No, I'm close. I've got two or three days. I think the 15th is my official day, so I'm working on getting the promoters.
Okay. So you have customers. You need a couple of promoters?
Correct.
Okay, good. So as I said earlier, at first, if you need to just fill those slots, you don't have to be that selective. You don't have to look for somebody who's really going to be like your general. Just make anybody a promoter, you know, first, just so that you can get that. And then after that, if that's really not a promoter in terms of their productivity, then we'll find somebody else.
Okay. Do those people then not have to buy that promoter pack to count, or is that the next?
That's the next. They still, only for the VIP, they have to buy the promoter pack. So it's for you, for them to qualify for you to get your bonus, they must buy the promoter pack, or they don't count. They're still a promoter. It just doesn't count toward your bonus.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay, so after that, there's a lot more flexibility.
Okay.
And it makes sense, because the whole idea, the way the company does this is, that's really generous if you think about it, is you just invested $190 and they're paying you $400. Out of your first 800 in sales. That's really generous for the company to do that, also knowing they're paying other people commissions. But the reason they do it is because you're starting to build your team right out of the gate. So I think it's clever, but it's also just a tremendous incentive for us.
Right. No, it makes sense.
So they want to make sure that, yeah, the promoter is legitimately buying a promoter pack, and the person is at least potentially going to be a renewing customer. So it makes sense. Anyone else? Jason Morgan, what's your perspective in this moment? Jason Morgan? Jason is not here right now. Jason, if you're talking and I'm not responding to what you're saying, you're muted. Okay. Anybody else? Any thoughts, comments, questions on anything at all? Jeff, Jason Barron, Gary, Darby. I know some of you texted me some things over the past couple of days, and I gave you very brief responses because I was just barely accessible. But if there's anything you want to ask now, really feel free while we're here. Ariel, are you here?
I'm here.
You want to share that interesting story about your pregnant customer?
Yeah. So I have a customer, Amanda, who has been on the product about 2 weeks now. And we just did a follow-up call on Saturday. And she's in her first trimester of pregnancy. And she mentioned that she had 2 days recently that she was really nauseous and really sick. And coincidentally, those are the days that she was not on her Thrive product. So, that was a really, really good testimony.
Yeah, so we believe coincidentally it wasn't really a coincidence, correct?
Exactly.
Thank you for sharing that. Anyone else? Jason Bryce, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Jeff? Oh, Jason, so just give us an update with your experience on the product, and then you had some perspectives that you texted me. Maybe you want to talk about that.
I didn't watch the videos. I kind of went into it blind on purpose, and I could tell a difference with, one thing I watched later, I was skeptical about the patch actually being able to get through the skin, but when I read the, I could feel it, the difference coming in, and then... when I saw the sites later, like the black pepper and things getting into the skin, it made more sense. But I could definitely feel a difference.
Okay, good. So are you seeing the opportunity to be a promoter here?
Sure. I've actually had a few people. I guess my RDS wasn't paying attention because if I would have saw somebody with a patch or they'd have said something about it, it just would have went in one ear and out the other. I would have just thought it was the latest MLM thing. But
right.
I've noticed people, which I wouldn't expect, some of the places I've been, they've been asking if I'm on Thrive and what I think of it and things already. So it's got around more than I thought. But I see the opportunity with that and bringing up other products and things or other programs.
Okay, good. So I'm available to talk this afternoon, okay, for anybody who wants to take it the next step or needs a little personal direction. I am free after 4 o'clock today. Now that I'm saying that, I will be busy after 4 o'clock today, but only with the people who call me. So don't not call me because you think I'll be busy. And if I don't answer the phone, you can text me. But I'm telling you, I think you guys are seeing and feeling and recognizing I am fully committed to this. And, you know, I know everyone who is a promoter here. I didn't just go crazy signing people up. So I want to see every single one of you succeed at whatever level you choose. And it is easy. It is easy to get to the point that you're making at least $1,000 a week. I'm telling you this after only 8 weeks with the product, but I could have told you this after my second week with the product. So the only thing holding you back from that is your fear. You can disguise it as anything else. You go, oh, no, well, around here people don't want that, or around here. That's just your thermostat. So if you want to get to that point and stay there, if that's good, you make an extra $50,000 a year, good. For those who want to make over $1 million, that's where I'm going, and you're free to come with me. So I am as accessible as you want me to be. I am fully committed, not at the expense of anything else I'm doing, but in conjunction with. And that's why I wanted a good team of promoters who are aligned with my thinking. I wouldn't know how to run this team if you guys were electricians, honestly. I know how to do it with people who are committed to bettering the lives of others. So in that, you know, we are kindred spirits. And that doesn't mean you can't get your electrician. It just means for me to drive a team, in my experience, I'm going to drive that team best if we are all connected, and we are. So if there's any thought that shows up for you, you have to question, is that true, or is it really just my thermostat? And if you want to check it with me, check it with me. I'll tell you my experience. Anyone else? Any thoughts, comments, questions at all?
Hey, Phil.
Yep.
Jeff Jones. How are you?
Jeff, good.
Hey, thanks.
Glad you're with us, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks for texting me.
Sure.
I'll call you later today. There's a few things I would like to run by you, and then we can catch up then.
Okay, good. Anything you want to run by now, here, A, to save time, and B, because other people may benefit?
Yeah, if you don't mind me saying a few things. Okay.
I don't.
As you know, I've had atrial fibrillation for mm-hmm. years and years, and I was real skeptic about the product because of that. So,
right.
You know, you told me, hey, start off with, and I love it, you know, half of it, you know, one pill, half the shake, blah, blah, blah,
right.
Which I did. Now, I tried to move up to the full dose, and I had a few issues, which I'm very aware of that. So I just moved myself back without any problem. And I looked in, and I figured out it was the guarana in it for me that
sure.
is very stimulatory to me. And
right.
it's just me. That's how I am. But as soon as I moved back to, and it was just the pill, I just moved back to that one pill and perfect. I feel as good as I can feel. Now my sleep issues, I told you they have just gotten better, better, better. I, for the first time in about 20 years have slept 6 hours straight. And just ecstatic about that. So.
That is so consistent, really, with everybody here who has had sleep issues. I really haven't, so there are things like I'm always listening and paying attention, and I find that gut issues improve, and I find that sleep issues improve. Again, these are issues I haven't had, so when other people share them, I like to hear them, but when I hear them again and again and again and again, that helps me in talking to other people, because I can say now I know at least, you know, 25 people who knew they had sleep issues, but all of a sudden they don't anymore.
Right.
And Jeff, also what you did is what we do, which would be no different than a software consultant helping you figure out how to install the new Windows when it doesn't go into your computer. They troubleshoot, right? So at some
right.
level, we do that because everybody is individual. And there may be some people who have a sensitivity to wet. So when
yeah,
somebody says that...
Yeah,
I'm glad you did. So when somebody says I'm sensitive to whey, well, we could do one of two things. We can go, oh, then don't use this. And really, if we knew it would be dangerous, of course that would be the right thing to do. Or we recognize that it is a very small amount of whey, and we say start with a tablespoon and just see if you have any reaction. And with that, I know there are four people on the call right now who had sensitivity to whey who have no problem using the shake. So, you know, the starting slow and seeing how you feel makes a big difference. Ariel, are you back down to one capsule as well?
Yes, I'm still taking one capsule.
Okay, so just why did you do it? You didn't have atrial fibrillation, but just so everybody understands, why did you do it?
I took the two capsules the first week, and I was feeling so jittery. I never really thought I was that sensitive to caffeine, and just the way the product is designed, it was a lot for me.
Yeah, so it's the same thing. We try it, and then instead of making it a yes or no or a good or bad, we go, okay, we have to tweak this a little bit. So, Jeff, I'm glad you did that. And by the way, for people who don't know, let's add in. How much stimulant were you using before Thrive?
I was using 5-Hour Energy, and I was using 3 of those a day plus maybe some espresso drink in the afternoon.
Well, let me do some math. 5-Hour Energy times 3 would be 15.
160. I think there's 160 in each bottle, so that's 5, you know, wherever that's at, almost 500 plus probably another 150, so probably 650 milligrams.
But let's just stay with the name of the product. No wonder you can't sleep. You're taking 15 hours of energy and then
right.
some Cuban coffee, a Colombian coffee.
Right.
So
right.
the fact is, even with one capsule, have you felt any need to go back to those five-hour energies?
Not at all.
Okay. So these are the things that we're hearing. And by the way, you noticed something. Jeff was a little, I don't know if I want to say this in front of anybody. All of you guys could be candid at any time. This is purely about honesty. Like, really, if somebody here said, I gave the product to somebody and they said it sucked, then we would talk about it here. So this is all truth. So what you're hearing, this is not Phil fishing for testimonials. This is Phil asking for experiences, and what you're hearing is what's real. So this is why I'm telling you it's so easy. I mean, who wouldn't want that kind of energy? And listen, watch how many people are drinking Red Bulls and Redline and Celsius and every caffeine drink on the market. They don't love it. They're addicted to it. That's the truth. They can't work out without it. Like if they go into the gym and they go to the juice bar and they go, I'll have the pre-workout, and they go, oh, we're all out, they probably go home. Like they are so stuck on these things. So you just have to get away from being tentative and just have to approach this with certainty that people need it, people will love it, and people will use it. Anyone else? Any thought, comment, question? One more.
Phil, you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Hey, quick question on the when you're reaching out to connecting with somebody over the phone, do you leave voicemails? And if so, what do you say?
Well, I'll tell you what I never say. Let me think of how to share this. All right, I'll share this, and whoever knows, knows, and whoever does know, does know. But I had a sponsor. I have a sponsor in Isagenix.
Yes.
And she does very well financially and was never really able to guide me as to how to make it work at a high level in my life. I made it work only because I had a huge customer base, honestly. So it wasn't because I did anything networky. I just had a big customer base, and they bought the product, so I did well. But when I looked at, you know, the potential of making millions of dollars, I had some discomfort, and I just wanted to see how she does it. So I went to her house, and I said, I just want to observe what you do. And I listened to her make 50 phone calls. And on every phone call, and I don't know, this might have been her phrase of the day, she said, you know, hey, this is my name, and I want to link arms with you and help you get to the top. And it was, I remember link arms because that was every call. So perhaps when the people are listening, they don't know she said that to 49 other people. But when I'm listening to it, I'm going, I can't ever do this. This is like a phone script. You know, when I first got my first job in this industry for Bally's, I had to learn a script to present when somebody came in for membership. It was, thank you for coming in today. And most of all, thanks for taking the first step down the road to health. Once you begin, the next steps are easy because you begin to feel the benefits of a planned supervised program designed to meet your own personal needs. I'll never forget it. I hated it because you're saying the same thing to everyone. So, you know, for me, that was like cringy. I couldn't stand to listen to that. But the following day, I asked how many people called her back, and she said none. Now, she was okay with that. I wouldn't be okay with that. And, Billy, I shared that with you privately. I wouldn't be okay with that. So I'm never good with just making calls thinking if they don't call me back, no big deal. So what works the best for me is no line, no mention of opportunity, assuming it's somebody I know. It's just, hey, this is Phil. We haven't spoken in a while. I would love to talk to you. Call me back, and here's my number. That's it, because all I want is the contact. So I believe the more you say, the more you go, I want to link arms, I have a great opportunity, hey, I just stumbled on something, the more they're going to know that there's a pitch coming, and they're less likely to call back. So if I'm calling somebody I know well or somebody I don't know that well, if I just go, hey, this is Phil, we haven't spoken in a long time, give me a call, almost always they will call me back. It maybe it's pure curiosity, and maybe they want to reconnect with me. Now, Billy, here's a sensitive thing. If your intention is to make them a promoter, is that your intention? With the ones you're thinking of?
I mean, sure, if that's a need in their life, or I can make it one.
All right,
no,
so here's how I would do it. One of two ways. If it's somebody I haven't spoken to in a long time, I wouldn't even mention it on that first phone call. Because as soon as you do, they instantly believe, oh, no wonder you called, you had an agenda. Right? So even if you talk, hey, how's the wife? Oh, you're divorced? Really? How are the kids? Well, they're grown now. It's been such a long time. Hey, by the way, I have this new opportunity. As soon as you say that, they want to hang up the phone. So if it's somebody I haven't spoken to in a while, I would really have a very pleasant first call. But in that call, I'm a detective. in that call, I'm listening for them to say something like, oh, man, I'm exhausted. Or, yeah, I'd love to get to the gym more often, but I don't have the energy. You know, or, oh, man, you haven't seen me. I gained 22 pounds. You know, just looking for something like that. And then at the end of the call, I would just go, you know, I have something I want to talk to you about when you mentioned your energy. I'm going to give you a call next week, okay? And now it's pure. Like, now you're calling them to talk about their problem. So even though when I'm telling you, when you're face-to-face, you want that impulse commitment immediately, if it's you reaching out to people, I would make it the two-step. That way nobody ever gets offended. They don't feel like they were hijacked. They don't feel like they were just, you know, sprung upon. Here's the second way. And either way, you're going to have to judge. Either way, in my mind, is fine and ethical and will work. Second way is, let's just say, Billy, that I know you because you're the wife of somebody in my Be Better group. You're the husband of, I'm sorry, somebody in my Be Better group. And you and I haven't spoken in 2 years, right? So I'm looking, I'm going, who do I want to be a promoter? Who do I want to be a promoter? Oh, you know who would be great? Billy. He'd be great because he's so outgoing and he's so studied and he's so smart. I'm going to call Billy. Okay, so now here's my option two. I would call and I'd go, hey, Billy, listen, I know we haven't spoken in a while. I'm calling you for a very specific reason. You are so good in the way you talk to people. And I remember this, and I'd even be specific. I remember you speaking to that guy and talking to him about quitting smoking. And you have studied this so much that right now I'm involved in this company, and I need to find two people that I most want to work with, and you came to mind. Because now that's sincere and genuine. I'm not going, hey, by the way, I have an opportunity. I'm telling you the honest reason I called you, but I'm really, and it has to be sincere. You can't, you know, make something up. But if I'm really flattering you out of sincerity, then you will appreciate the call. So those are the two approaches I would use. Either, hey, good to reconnect. I have something I want to talk to you about. I'm going to call you next week. Is that okay? Or you're awesome, and that's why I want you to come on board with me. Do you want to hear about it? And by the way, if I say, do you want to hear about it, and you say no, we're done. But if it's sincere, rarely will they say no. Is that helpful?
Yes, it is. And I, one follow-up to the first scenario, the person you haven't talked to, if it comes up in conversation, which it usually does, at least with mine, the dreaded, or not I'd say dreaded, but the what are you doing now? What are you up to as far as occupation? And usually that is an opening I've obviously, for obvious reasons, utilize to say, okay, I'm doing this, I'm coaching people, I'm helping people, blah, 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 because, or do you just diffuse that question and try to avoid it?
Think the answer here is be totally genuine. So if somebody said, I'm going to give you an extreme example, but if you're talking to the guy you haven't spoken to in a long time and he goes, oh my God, I've gained so much weight and my energy really stinks and I have a gut issue. Man, I wish there was a product that could help me. You know, of course you're going to go, well, I have one, right? I mean, if that opportunity comes up, you don't have to wait for the second call. The poor guy's suffering. So if he goes, what do you do for a living? And you want to just go ahead, I've been in fitness. I'm helping people improve their bodies and their lives. Of course, with exercise, I'm a personal trainer now and also helping them with nutrition and supplementation. And then you just have the rest of the conversation. But if he goes, well, tell me what it is, then of course you're going to answer. But I want to avoid that sense of I'm making a call intentionally to make money off of you.
Right,
I never want them to feel that.
Right. Okay, good. And I like that. That's good.
Okay, beautiful. All right. I know I kept you guys about an hour, and I like to try to keep these calls short, but I want to make sure they're valuable. So, again, I'm reachable this afternoon after 4 o'clock, and I look forward to speaking to hopefully all of you. And if you don't have my phone number, call me and tell me, and I'll give it to you. No, I'm kidding. I think you all have my phone number, but I will post it in the Facebook group, my cell phone number, just to make sure you do. I want everybody here to feel comfortable calling me. You know, right now I'm at a point that it's very manageable. As I said, I know all of my promoters, and my intention is for us to all grow together. So I am no more than 8 weeks ahead of you. So whatever I've done so far, you could do. That I'm sure of. And listen, I'm not stopping. I have not had one negative conversation about Thrive ever. I'm just telling you that. Like, it has to happen, but so far, none. So I have zero apprehension about being fully candid and open and doing third-party calls if you want me to and talking to your new promoters and inviting everybody on this call. I've never found a product that was this easy to sell. Now, I think some of you know I haven't looked past the three components. The only other product I got was the energy shot, the watermelon thing, because they're giving it for free. And interestingly, I got together with my old rock band, and the day that we played, three of them happened to be wearing patches, just so you know. And I had the energy shots with me. I was going to give everybody one of them before we started playing, and I totally forgot. I took them home with me. So I still haven't even used it. I can't even speak to that. But aside from that, I haven't looked into the other products. That doesn't mean you shouldn't. But I'm just saying this is so easy for me, just telling people, capsule, shake, patch, period. And that's part of the reason, Roy, that I don't send people to the website, because then they come back and go, what about the black patch? What about the duo? What about this one? Honestly, I don't even know. I don't even know. The day will come that I'll need to, but right now I'm doing just fine telling people, capsule, shake, patch. So you can follow my lead on that, or you could learn every product. I'm not telling you not to. I'm just telling you it has been so ridiculous, so ridiculously simple. All right, guys, we'll talk at this time on Wednesday, and I look forward to speaking to most of you this afternoon. Bye-bye, everybody.